There are now nearly 40,000 people in Massachusetts who've tested positive for the coronavirus. And while hospitals are dealing with a surge in cases, the State Department of Public Health says the rate of new infections is beginning to decline. With a look at it all this morning, we're joined by WBUR's Anthony Brooks. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So give us the latest and tell us what these numbers suggest, Anthony.
Well, they suggest that Massachusetts is very much of a national hotspot of the pandemic right now. But as you suggested, the rate of increase is beginning to slow. So here are a couple of numbers for you, Bob. Yesterday, there were 1,566 new cases of people testing positive for COVID-19. Now, that's a lot. But consider that back on April 12th, there were 2,600 new cases. A couple of days after that, fewer than 2,000. And the number of people testing positive has been dropping ever since. So that's the silver lining here. The curve is bending. The numbers are going in the right direction. That said, there's still a lot of suffering out there. More than 1,800 people have now died in Massachusetts. The vast majority of those deaths were elderly residents.
Anthony, yesterday, of course, was Patriots Day across the state. In usual times, that means a marathon Monday. But of course, yesterday, there were no runners because there was no race.
That's right, Bob. Because of the pandemic, the Boston Athletic Association rescheduled the marathon for September 14th. So yesterday, instead of thousands of runners, there were reports of an eerie silence along the marathon route from Hopkinton to Boston. And Bob, this was the first time since 1897, when the marathon first started, that there was no race in April in Boston. So here's Des Linden. She won the 2018 Boston Marathon, talking about how much she would miss that rite of spring.
You start thinking about how many years you've been there and the different experiences and stuff. And the last time I haven't spent, you know, this April weekend and Monday in Boston was probably 2006. So it's just going to be sad, but hopefully we'll get a chance later down the road.
Anthony, while it may have been quiet along the marathon route yesterday, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh continues to express some frustration about residents not obeying the stay-at-home advisory in Boston. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's sort of hard to believe that people aren't getting the message about this, but the mayor said yesterday that because of the nice weather over the weekend, people were still playing golf on city golf courses, which are closed. He said people were playing soccer and that too many people were out walking and socializing together, and he wants it to stop.
In one case, the Boston Police Department had to come and tell them to leave. This shouldn't have happened, but we won't hesitate to send police officers to deliver the message, if necessary, deliver citations.
Now, Mayor Walsh says he'd rather not issue fines, but he reminded people to stay home, only go out for necessary reasons. And if you need to exercise or walk, do it in a way that keeps you away from other people. But Bob, as the weather warms up and the stay-at-home order stretches into its second month, this is probably going to be a continuing issue for the mayor.
Okay, well, we'll see how he handles it. Finally, Anthony, there was news yesterday about unemployment compensation for gig workers, contractors, and the self-employed. And it's good news, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, typically these workers are ineligible for benefits because they work outside the payroll tax system that funds unemployment insurance. But thanks to the federal coronavirus relief package, they can now collect unemployment insurance. And it took a while for the state to get them into the system. But now, according to the Massachusetts Department of Unemployment Assistance, they can sign up for up to 39 weeks of benefits. And they'll have to, although they'll have to demonstrate that the coronavirus caused them to lose income. But that's a benefit available to them for the first time. And I'll leave you with a big number this morning, 570,000. That's how many Massachusetts workers have filed initial unemployment claims since the pandemic began. It's the biggest surge on record.
You know, it's such a huge number when you think about how we're going to recover from that in the months ahead after the state of emergency is lifted at some point.
No, it's true. And it's these numbers are just playing out across the country in a big, big way.
WBUR's Anthony Brooks, thanks so very much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bob.